Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Millicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on OM Times Radio.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to OM Times Radio, the Joy of Business show. And I'm your host today, Dr. Glenna Rice. And I'm really excited about today's show. We're going to be talking about your body, talking to your body, talking with your body. We're going to talk about creating with your body. So what does that have to do with business? It's interesting because I am a Joy of Business facilitator, but I'm also a physical therapist, and I teach Access Body classes. And for the last few years, I've been teaching energetic synthesis of structural embodiment for bodies. And my business is about bodies. So for me, it makes a lot of sense that creating with my body would be part of business because bodies are my business. That's what I've been doing for 25 years since I graduated from physical therapy school. But even if your business isn't about creating bodies, stuff for bodies, working with bodies, you know, if you're not a body worker or a doctor or a nurse or someone that works with bodies all the time, what does it have to do with your business? And why would you want to create with your body? Why would you even want to think about putting your body in your business? Well, everything you're doing with your business, your body is involved already. Everything you're creating with your business, somehow your body has to be involved in that. And the things your business is creating, a lot of those things are creating, they're things that you are creating for your body. So including your body in your business, starting to create with your body instead of the way we usually create, which is against our body or with force against our body or ignoring our body, can actually allow you to have a much more joyful possibility with your business. Creating with your body includes having the joy of your body, the joy of having a body. And this is about joy of business, and businesses and bodies go together. So what would it take for you to create with your body in a way that you've never even imagined? You know, I'm going to do the access clearing statement. And so if you've listened to these shows, I'm sure you've heard people saying the access clearing statement. It sounds a little weird and wild and wacky, but it's pretty amazing what it can change. And what I'll be saying is, good and bad, right and wrong, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond, after I ask you to uncreate and destroy whatever that is that I just asked you a question about. And that'll kind of bring up all the ways you've limited yourself by that limits your life, your reality, or your body by the things that I'll ask you. And I'll ask you to uncreate and destroy and say that. And if you want more information about it, you can go to theclearingstatement.com and find out all about it. It gives you a lot more details than I'm going to do on the show today. So what did I just say? I said, what would it take for you to create with your body greater than you can ever imagine? So everything that doesn't allow that to show up for you, so we destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online shorts, boys and beyond. So what do you guys want to know about your bodies? So I've done, for the past year, I've been doing a call on creating with your bodies. And some of the stuff I'm going to be talking about is from that call. And one of the things that is part of creating with your body is listening to your body, to hear what your body has to say, to listen to its wisdom. And our bodies have so much wisdom and awareness to give to us about everything that we're being and doing and creating in our life. Everybody around us, everything about the planet around us, the world. Actually, our bodies are like big radio transceivers that receive information about everything. And most of our lives, we spend blocking that information. We're not wanting it, or ignoring it, or having no idea, basically, that we can even receive that kind of information from our body. But what do I mean by that? You may have heard on some other calls this wonderful question, who does it belong to? Now, often we'll get feelings or pains or awarenesses in our body that we think are terrible. That's usually where we go with them. we usually go to, oh my gosh, this is a pain, or oh, that's uncomfortable, or there must be a problem when we perceive something and become aware of something that's not ours. And the tool, the easiest to change that is who does that belong to. Now, what's amazing is you can have like back pain, neck pain, people, really common pain. As a physical therapist, that's usually what people are coming in to see me for. So those pains may actually be awareness. In fact, what's true is that every single pain you feel in your body is an awareness of something that's going on with your body. So those pains that you're perceiving and calling pain, deciding is pain, could be totally different than what you're aware of or what you think it is. It may be a totally different awareness of what you think it is. So you can ask, who does this belong to? And if it changes at all, it's not yours. So let's say you're working in a business and you're at a computer all day and you're getting neck pain or back pain. You know, you're typing on your computer, which is pretty common in every business, I know. I mean, I work with bodies, I'm a physical therapist, so I'm, you know, doing that kind of stuff during the day, or teaching workshops, which is what I do even more, just travel around teaching workshops. And even with that busy life of flying on planes and teaching workshops, I am on the computer most of the time when I'm not doing other things. That's the way our lives are now. So let's say you're sitting in a business in an office and you have some back pain. And you ask, well, who does that belong to? And it changes it all. It's just mine or someone else's is another way to ask it. And if someone else's is like lighter and it goes away. How easy is that? So what is your body telling you with that? I mean, that's the question you ask. What is the body? Is there someone in your office that has back pain? Is there something about your business that you're putting behind you? Or something about something going on in the office or your life or anything, there's something you're putting behind you you don't want to look at, and that energy of what that is, that thing that's behind you, that energy is talking to you really loudly, trying to get your attention, going, hey, 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 listen to me, listen to me, listen to me, and you're not listening because maybe no one's ever told you to listen that way. You just heard the word pain. That's what it always was your whole life. Someone said that was pain, so of course that's what it is. But this information, this awareness about you, about something, it could be someone else's information that you're actually perceiving because your body's incredibly psychic and aware, but this information is back there trying to get your attention. So any of you guys out there that might actually kind of get that there are energetically, it's funny because what's happened is my body, which I've been working with, listening to my body for many, many years, is now starting to perceive stuff in my back. I'm asking as I'm talking to you, is that mine or someone else's? It's someone else's. Okay, what is that? Oh, I'm on a radio show with thousands of people, maybe. That would be cool, listening to me. or maybe more. Who knows who's going to listen to this call in the future? And I'm perceiving an awareness about that. Okay, cool. So all of you guys out there listening that have had back pain or do have back pain, what information have you put back there behind you that you haven't been willing to listen to receive? What information is you back trying to give you about your life? So everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, to know, to be, and receive that information, we just try and create all of that. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. I didn't know I was going to right start into the pain thing. That's cool. So our bodies are these amazing radio transceivers that I was saying. They give you awareness about everything in your reality. When you embody in this reality, when you get a body, that's one of the amazing gifts and talents our body has, is to give us information. So if you were creating with your body, just bring it around on your business, you're creating with your body, how much information could your body actually give to you about your business, about the future of your business? How much of the stuff that's going on or you're feeling or perceiving in your body that you decide is a problem or pain is actually information about your business? So many people that I see that have like carpal tunnel, there's one, right? There's a common thing that happens with people that are typing all the time. But so many of the people that I see, most of this information in their wrist is where carpal tunnel is, that their body's giving is some kind of a job dissatisfaction or a problem with their job or something going on in their business or their job, you know, and your job is your business also, that is creating this. Well, it's information about that is in the wrist. And you're asking questions about what is the risk actually telling you. Now, if you have these things going on for years, you can actually have some physical actualization of stuff in the wrist. It may need some body work or something like that to change it. But often if you can just be able to get the information about that. So I'm just, you know, thinking of examples of people that I've seen in my practice, that there may have been a coworker that was working with them that they were having a lot of problems with, and they didn't like that part of their job. And, or they had made a decision that, ooh, typing is really hard on my body, and I'm going to have to create a problem with this. I don't like typing. Now, that's a decision. I don't like typing. And it's not a question. Like, what if typing could be easier than you imagine? And what if you could take it off your wrist and just know, okay, in this 10 seconds or in this day or for the past 10 years, I haven't enjoyed typing. That's been my decision, and my wrists have been letting me know and creating exactly my decision that I've been talking about. But if you could take the decision off and just acknowledge, oh, yeah, okay, so this isn't working for me anymore. I don't need to have this point of view being created in my wrist based on me not liking something. And not liking something is always a judgment. So what do judgments do? Judgments are things that create what we are judging. Our point of view creates our reality. So if we have that judgment in place, there is no wiggle room. There's nothing, not a lot to change around a judgment. You're going to be creating from that judgment. So let's do a clearing about all of the judgments you have about your business that you've never acknowledged that are creating the dysfunction in your body. Can we just run and create all of those? Cool. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So with just talking with people about this with their wrists that have had come into me for carpal tunnel, and just letting them see what they did and didn't like in their business and the decisions they made about their business, relieved tons of their pain. Sometimes almost all of it was gone. And then they could ask different questions. So if you were creating with your body, typing on a computer, or with your eyes looking at the screen, if it was a creation, let's go back to that right after the break. But if you were, we can just say, if you were creating with your body, how could you create it differently so it wasn't a problem to do what you need to do with your body? We'll discuss them more when we come back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
People been saying to your friend, get a different face.
Someone being bullied online, you can be a witness and make a difference by letting the world know it isn't cool and by letting your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, back from the break. This is Dr. Glenna Rice on OM Times Radio, the Joy of Business radio show, and we're talking about creating your body. And just before the break, I was talking about people that would have something that's fairly common when you're a typist, or when you're a typist. When you type on computers, I don't think there's typists anymore. I'm aging myself with that conversation. But when you're typing on a computer, people that have pains in their wrists, it's something that, you know, that I've seen many times in my practice. And just if you had that and you could get that there was something about your job you didn't like, or you'd made a decision about your wrist being sore because you type and you have all these decisions running this and the judgments running it, and your point of view is it's about the typing and all this other stuff, and you start to get out of that point of view and say, okay, so if my point of view creates my reality, what is my point of view about my wrist it's creating this, and things are starting to change, which happens so much with this one thing, then you can start asking, wow, okay, so if I was creating with my body, how could I create this with ease? If I was creating with my body instead of against my body, how could I create this with ease? And what point of view would you have to change that? So I travel all the time. So we're going to go from typing to traveling, but this is just an example of how it works. I travel a lot, which requires flying all over the planet on long flights, which aren't always that easy on bodies. And my body's included in my traveling. I mean, I include my body. I don't force it to get on planes. We have a conversation. So I'm talking about what conversation you could have if you are not enjoying typing. Like, what if you could enjoy it? What if you could say, hey, body, we need to, you know, type up this report, or we need to write all these emails. That's part of what we have to do with our business, to create our business. Body, how would you like to do this so it's easy? And just that question of allowing your body, giving your body permission to create it the way it would like to, so it was easier for your body, will start to change things. Maybe you'll start to sit different in your chair. Maybe your fingers will relax differently on the keyboard. And you can also ask your body, so body, are you going to be okay with typing for the next 3 hours? Yes or no? So the yes or no, we get in another thing, and I'll go back to the flight thing. So the yes or no is, if it's true for you, it's light. The energy is light. If it's heavy, it's a lot. It's one of the greatest tools in access. If you just take anything out of the call, you get it. If it's true for you, it's light, it's heavy, it's a lie. You can pretty much create your life from that question and looking everything at that way, at that, and create a pretty amazing, amazing reality for yourself. Because you'll always be choosing what works for you, what's lighter for you, and what's true for you, not what's heavy. Now, heavy is stuff we pretty much get. Everyone understands heavy. A bad day, heavy. Usually it's a lie because the bad day is your choice somewhere, but we get the energy of heavy. A lot of this reality just functions from heavy. Light is different, you know, a little different energy for everybody, but the more you ask this question, yes or no, is that true for me, yes, no, or what's light, yes or no, or however you ask it, and you're looking for a yes or no answer with it, like the yes or the no will be light, okay, and to follow that, so it'll be when you ask, so, body, could you type? Will it be okay for you to type for the next 2 hours? And that's a simple question. That's including your body in your business and in your life and in your reality. Instead of creating against it, you're creating with it. And you go, yes? No. Which feels lighter? Okay, it's a yes. It often is a yes because your body is very willing to go along with you when you ask it, when you give it permission to let you know. The way you start creating your business, your life, your reality is quite amazing. So it's a yes. And then typing and doing the project and doing what you require to do for your business starts to get easier because you're allowing your body to be part of it instead of the point of view that you have to force your body through this. We don't have to force our bodies to do anything. So everything you've decided and bought in this lifetime, in this reality, about that you had to force your body to do the things that are required during the day to create your life or to create your business. So we just try and create everything that is. Right and wrong, good and bad, potty talk, all men, shorts, boys, and beyond. Yeah, forcing your body is not a requirement. Though it is so done in this reality. We force our bodies to eat. We force our bodies to sleep. We force our bodies to work. We force our bodies to exercise. And there's a huge one. I could do a whole show just on those ones, each one of them. So we're always kept from this point of view that you have to force your body. What if it's not true? that there's a totally different possibility here. Now, I've been including my body for quite a few years in everything I create. Different reality. I don't have diseases. I'm not aging the way anyone else is around me. I have amazing amounts of energy. I know this stuff works, I guess is what I'm saying. You know, it's totally different possibilities. So let's talk about, so the plane. So I got these long plane flights I have to go on. Before I go on them, I kind of chat with my body. Especially when I first got that you could chat with your body. It's like, okay, body, we got, you know, 14 hours to fly to India today. We're going to be in traveling for the next 24 hours. How can that be easy for you? What would it take to create this flight so it works for you? That's my body it's working for. Me as the infinite being, you know, doesn't even need to have a plane flight, I suppose, if I didn't have a body, because it's my body that travels. So I'm asking it to create Eve. And what's been amazing over the years of doing this, really cool, is flights have gotten easier. I travel a lot to have great frequent flyer benefits and often have upgrades into lay down beds for long haul flights, which creates a lot of ease, of course. And that's part of including my body in my business, that one of the things that is created by that. And also, sometimes I don't get upgraded. I don't book my flight early enough, or all the seats are gone, and I don't get upgraded. And what I find happens so often, because I'm asking these questions about including my body and having the flight create an ease for my body, or what could be easy for my body when I fly, so it can have an easy flight and be well rested when I land, because I usually have to get up the next morning and start class at, you know, 9 in the morning. So I need to have, my body needs to have, this, you know, what it requires to have ease is often some sleep on those long haul ones when I get in to my hotel room. So I'll get, often I'll get rows in the back and crazy stuff like that, where, you know, no one will sit in the seat next to me so I can put, you know, lay down a little bit. I've gotten an upgrade that didn't even make sense. It kind of came out of nowhere because I didn't have an upgrade. And then I come up to the desk, book in, and say, are there any seats available up in business class that I can purchase? And they say, ma'am, you already are in business class. So our bodies, you know what I'm saying, because our bodies have this incredible ability to contribute to our life and create ease for themselves magically if we allow this to happen. And part of allowing that to happen is having, is this what I've been talking about, is including your body, not forcing your body, and not making your body a victim of everything around it. So what do I mean by that? Well, your body doesn't have to suffer. And that's something most people actually believe is true about this reality, that our bodies are about suffering. When you know, I'm a mother of three kids, I spent years in the playground with kids, and what you hear people talking about is usually how miserable their life is or how miserable their body is. They're this pain or they're that pain or their doctor's visit or something, and as people get older and older, you hear it more and more and more. So a lot of us have a point of view, or this reality has a point of view, that bodies are more about suffering. They're a victim of the terrible things of this reality. They're a victim of the pollution. They're a victim of disease. They're a victim of pain. They're a victim of accident. You know, people have accidents in 20 years. They're still having problems in their body from these accidents that healed years ago. What if there's a different possibility? What if your body doesn't have to be a victim? Does your body even like that? Does your body even have fun with that? I mean, how much joy is there in being a victim? So everything you decided about the suffering that your body had to suffer for all eternity, we just run and create everything that is. Cool. Right, we're getting bad pot and pot, all nine shorts, boys, beyond. But if your body is included in your business, or it's helping you create your business, it's the one that's doing a lot of the work for whatever your business does, if it's about suffering, how much joy can you have in business? I mean, the joy of business is about, for me, I mean, I've just recently become a joy of business facilitator. And I chose it because I, you know, facilitate lots of other things and the access consciousness work. And when I'm home, I do see patients and clients. So there's a lot of stuff going on in my life. So why would I add another facilitating workshop tool to my busy, amazing life? Well, I like to add things all the time. That's one of the things that would have got me to choose it. But for me, joy of business was the most amazing Create class I'd ever been to. The way it showed me how I create, how I can create, how I could create, and how much of a creator I've always been was really an eye-opener for me when I took the first 101 class. So, and if you're wondering about Joy Business 101, I highly recommend it. You can go to the joyofbusiness.com website and probably find lists of classes in your area or online so you can start that ball rolling in your life. So Joy of Business, creating, and creating with your body. So having a joy with your body is part of what's required here. Having a joy of embodiment and ease with your body. And suffering, I'm sorry guys, suffering ain't part of it. So everything you've done to suffer with your body and suffer your body so you could never have a joy of embodiment or a joy with your business and the creation of your business, we destroy and create everything that that is. Ooh, that was kind of cool. Right, wrong, good, and bad, pot and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Yeah, I can feel the energy changing, but it's very weird to be, you know, sitting in my house on a phone, on a radio show, doing a clearing with no one directly talking to me and perceive that energy. And guess where I perceive that energy? Well, a lot of it I perceive in my body. So this is me right now creating my business, because being on the show is part of my business, creating my business with my body. I'm including my body, doing a clearing statement for all of you guys that are active facilitators or who use these tools and use these tools to do business. You perceive some of the changes when you do that statement in your body. That's including your body. So I'd like to give you guys a homework project. Or something to do, you know, a fun work project or a fun play project to do. Just come up with 20 ways over the next week. I think that's pretty easy, 20. 20 ways your body is included in your business. Or your body is your body is creating with you in your business that you've never acknowledged. Just 20 different things. I'm going to think of some things that I just talked about, the clearing statement. Oh, we're going to break, so we'll come back and talk about some things that your body does with your business that you've never considered when we return.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
When it comes to saving money, don't act like a baby.
Goo goo gaga.
Be the boss and make a budget.
I'm the boss, baby.
You're the boss of me.
I am the boss of you.
Are not.
M2.
Are not.
M2.
Need a little help?
Aren't you going to do any work?
I'm very busy delegating.
Create a personalized savings plan.
We can share.
You obviously didn't go to business school.
And get other tools and tips at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Joy of Business Radio on Om Times Radio. I am Dr. Glenna Wright. And before the break, we were talking about a home play that you guys can do to start seeing how your body actually is part of your business and how it is included already and how you are creating with your body to create your business. And that is to just come up with 20 things this week or today, or just while we're on the call, maybe you can. 20 things that your body does that you've never really acknowledged that it does to create your business. I was just sitting here during the break looking at things that I could talk to you about that my body does. That, you know, and I just was like, oh, I'm sitting here on a radio show. Like I said, that's creating my business. The radio show is that. And I'm talking. Now, who talks? Now, looking at the being without a mouth and a body, I wouldn't be someone who talked that way. I might talk different ways. But right now I'm talking with my body. My body is talking to you. My brain is working, coming, putting the words together, and the information is coming into my body and going out my mouth to you guys through the radio waves, to this information that maybe is fun for you. I hope it is. I hope you're enjoying this show. I am having fun talking, and I've been talking for, 30 minutes right now? That's pretty cool. And we're just halfway through the show. So what else can we talk about? What else can my body create with me to talk to you guys about on this next half hour of the show? So that's one thing. It's also, you know, my hand is holding the phone up, and and I'm also listening to the energies with my body of everything around and what the show is creating, what you guys are interested in hearing me say. I'm getting that information through my body. So and that's back to the beginning of the call, and I was talking about all the information you get with your body and how it can contribute to your business in ways you never acknowledged. So let's do a little clearing on those 20 things. It might be easier. So everything you are creating with your body in your business that you've never acknowledged, can we just join and create all of that? Right, we're on Good and Bad, Pot and Pot, All Nine Shorts, Boys and Beyond. Cool. So we were also talking a little bit about suffering, which is not a fun topic, but it's so common with bodies. So I'm going to do a process with you guys that can help you start to get rid of some of the ways you've created your body in this reality that actually aren't true for your body. And so everybody creates their weirdness with their body different. I mean, there's not a blanket thing I can actually say, because everyone's going to do it different. So I'm going to do this, and it's called part of the meaning process and access. So I'm going to ask you what your body means to you. And energies are going to come up, maybe some thoughts, maybe some points of views, and everything that comes up around that. When I say, what does your body mean to you? Can we destroy and create all of that? Right, wrong, good and bad, pod and pop, All Nine Shorts, Boys and Beyond. Now the second question is, what do you mean to your body? When I'm talking about you, I'm talking about the infinite being you are, which I touched on briefly, but you are an infinite being. Infinite, I mean, you have a choice here, right, guys? You could be an infinite or a limited being. Which one do you want to choose? Most people say infinite. We are at least shooting for that target. We may have our limited days, but infinite is what we be. Infinite beings. That means we're huge. The space we occupy as an infinite being, the what's possible as an infinite being, we are limitless. And we have a body. We're creating a body on this planet, creating with a body. You and your body are creating a body together. Your points of view help to create it. It has consciousness of its own. So you've got this body inside you as an infinite being. And you, as the infinite being, what does you, from your body's point of view, what do you mean to your body is what I'm asking. So everything that is, everything that comes up around that, we destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all in short stories and beyond. So I'm going to ask the first one again. So truth, what does your body mean to you? It's like it's a workhorse. Grows old and dies. It's not fun after you're a kid. I don't know if I'm pulling these guys from your heads, but they're the ones I hear a lot. So everything that's coming up around that question, can we destroy and create it all, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, All Nine Shorts, Boys and Beyond. And so truth, what does your body mean? What do you mean to your body? Sorry. So everything that comes up around that, we destroy and create it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, All Nine Shorts, Boys and Beyond. Things like, oh, you always ignore me. If you only knew what I was really, what I could really do and how I could create with you, we could create something extraordinary. you're never there for me, you always ignore me, blah, 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 all those kind of things come up around that question. So everything that is, we just don't have credit. Feast. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all my shorts, boys and beyond. So that's a great question. Those are two great questions you can ask. And if you get into it into more depth, you go into a question that kind of sounds crazy, but really can get you into the judgments of your body. Excuse me. And the judgments you have around your body a little differently. And that's when you add in sex. The sex is where we judge the most. Sex is where we sort of receive and where we refuse to receive. Like, there's a lot of people you refuse to have anything that has to do with sex, flirting on with, and those, that, and then there's a few people that you possibly would receive having that with. This is where we receive or we don't receive. Sex is kind of about receiving and not receiving. So when you bring that word into these questions, it brings up different energies. So the first question was, what does the body mean to you? And then, what do you mean to your body? And then, what does sex with your body mean to you? And it's really weird to say that. I know, I can feel kind of like giggles. And what's she talking about sex on the radio? A lot of things are talked on the radio that's probably a lot more outrageous than what I am talking about. So everything that comes up around what that question, can we just join and create it all? Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online shorts, boys and beyond. And what does sex with you mean to your body? Wow. It's kind of like sad. It's like if only we could. And other things. So everything that is, you guys want to join and create all of that. Cool, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So those are some great questions you can ask anytime. You can use those questions all the time. What does my body mean to me? What do I mean to my body? What does sex with my body mean to me? And what does sex with me mean to my body? And clear all the stuff that comes up so you can, and then you can start getting rid of these ways we've separated ourselves from our body with those judgments about it, about what it means or doesn't mean. And that will start to allow you to have more of the communication, the listening I was talking about at the beginning of the call, because you'll be able to have more access to the awarenesses of your body. You'll start to have more of a communion. You'll start to have less limitation and less separation. And you'll start to co-create in a different way. You'll be able to have more of a closeness. You won't have the distance we create with our body, which we tend to create with bodies. And how do we create those distances? We create them by our judgments of it, about our judgments that it's got to work hard. Like how many, I mean, I come from a good Irish Catholic family. We weren't church goers, but my mom's family was. And definitely all of that working hard for your money, reality, from that Irish point of view, I got. I mean, you work your body. You don't treat it kindly. You don't do nice things for it. You kind of ignore it until it's old and dies. That's kind of the way I was raised. That was my point of view. And my body was amazing. It was amazing then what it did. And I danced. I was a synchronized swimmer. I danced all up into my 20s, three babies. I mean, the things my body did with that point of view, with me judging it as kind of a workhorse, that it just needed to do all the time. What it did create with me having that point of view, I find phenomenal to this day. But since I got rid of that point of view and started including it in the creation of my life, what's available with me and my body, what it does, what it can actually do, is so far beyond. So if you can get rid of these points of view, and that meaning process will help, you can start having a greater relationship with your body. Who wouldn't want that? So all your points of view about your body, being a workhorse, working your fingers to your bones, and all of those points of view to destroy and create all of that. Thank you. Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. So how is my body different? So some of the things that I do, some of this stuff about talking about and including it, I ask my body what it wants to eat. Actually, I don't even ask it what it wants to eat first. First I ask, does it want to eat, yes or no? Totally different question. It's not a three meals a day point of view. Do you want to eat? Yes or no? And if it says no, I don't. Even if I kind of feel hungry, you know, like, and if I do feel hungry, I'm having that perception of what we would call hunger, I'll ask truth, is that even yours, body? Often goes away. Or is it something else? Is it an awareness of something? Somebody else, some patient that's coming in later, or someone that's in my classes, or something about the earth. It can be so many different things. And often the hunger won't even be there. So I'm not forcing my body to eat when it doesn't want to eat. That's a huge kindness to your body. To make your body digest food and go through that whole process when it's not interested isn't creating with your body. It's buying into this reality's point of view about body. That you have to feed them this energy with food, and it's got to be a certain kind of food, and once it usually has food, you know, all of that stuff does not have anything to do with what your body's asking for. So I ask my body, and I include it. Asking your body questions, it gives you the information, and this makes your life easier, more creative, more juicy, more yummy. And when you're actually eating what your body wants to eat, that food, oof, it tastes so different than when we just eat food because we're supposed to. The pleasure your body can receive from eating when it is asking for it is off the charts. Would you be willing to have that with your body? So when you take those breaks in business world, where you're eating at your computer, you can have the joy of the orgasmic taste of the food while you're doing your business. Anywhere on the planet. Okay, so that everything that doesn't allow you to ask your body and receive the information from your body about what it would like to eat, when it would like to eat, and how it would like to eat, and who it would like to eat, we'd start and create all of that. Times a godzillion. Right, wrong, good, and bad, pod and talk, all my shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah, I just said that on the air. Perfect timing to go into the next commercial break. I will talk to you guys in a few minutes.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hi. Dr. Glenna Wright here for Joy of Business Radio, and we're talking about our body today. We are talking about creating with your body. It's the last segment. It's been really quick. Everything's gone by quick. It's been so fun to do this show today. I am so grateful that I chose this and was invited on. So I'm a Joy Business Facilitator, and I'm also, you know, lots of other things with Bodies Facilitator. And I am a physical therapist. And so creating with Bodies has been, my business is Bodies, but creating with your body is a totally different energy because, you know, we've been talking about this. Do you get how much your body is creating your business and creating with you in your business? And what if you gave it permission? You gave it permission to create with you so you weren't forcing it. You know, and it's a simple little change of a point of view, but that simple change and just starting asking your body about things and including it in the conversations about the things you do every day, what that will change in your reality is phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal what this will change when you start doing it. So before the break, we were talking about food and eating, just asking your body what it would like to eat, when it would like to eat, if it would like to eat. Simple question, body, would you like to eat? Yes, no. It'll let you know, the yes or the no. One of them will be lighter. One of them will light you up, like, you know, those light bulbs above your head you see in the cartoons, or just there'll be more space, there'll be more ease. And that's the one you choose. And what I found over the years of doing this, you know, because I just kind of dove straight in. I thought it was so fun to get information from my body when I first found out you could, when I first did my first active classes. I asked my body everything just because I was so curious, so excited about what it knew. What it knew, like, did it want to go to dance class in the morning? Wow, I never even knew I could ask my body that. And funny thing is, as often it did, and sometimes it didn't, and it wasn't always my point of view, but I always followed it. I always followed the yes or no with my body. That is one of the greatest choices you will make in creating your life. From my point of view, from my interesting point of view, is allowing your body to let you know and then following what it says. But let's say it can't, you know. Let's say, oh, it can't actually, you want to go to dance. It wants to go to dance, but you can't actually go to dance. Maybe your car, yeah, I guess. I don't know, you can't get there. Then you just have a chat with it. Like, if it's asking for something that can't happen, you can say, okay, I'm really sorry, so we'll go as soon as we can. What else could we do, body? It would be fun for you today. What other activity? And then I'll give it a list of activities. Like, we can go running, we can go walking, we can spin around the house, we can dance in the room, we can sleep, we can take a nap. And which one lights up for me? Which one lights my body up? That's the one I choose. What I'm saying is I always choose what my body's asking for. And it doesn't choose crazy stuff. My body doesn't ask for crazy stuff. It's creating this life reality with me. It knows that. Your body gets that already, guys. It's changing your point of view, not your body. So it's not outrageous things that it asks for. It's actually things that create my life is greater. Body, what clothes would you like to wear? There's a great one. You're a business woman, businessman. What would your body like to wear to work? Maybe you are like me and you do presentations all the time. What clothes would be really fun for you to wear? If your body's creating with you and you're willing to listen to it, it doesn't pick out weird stuff out of your closet so you look goofy. It knows what the audience is going to like. It knows what's going to create more for you when you wear it. What shoes would it like to wear? Does it like to wear really expensive pumps? Does it like to wear really expensive flats? Does, you know, what you're going to be speaking in front of an audience, or presenting something at work or your business, what clothes, the clothes it chooses will be from an awareness your body has of what's creating in the future. So your body's actually also creating your future with you. Now, the one thing I haven't really talked about, which I just came up, is money. So money, you know, your business, that's kind of one of all of our targets, I hope, to create money with our business. It's usually not the biggest target for a lot of this, but, you know, you have a joyful business. Money follows joy. Businesses that are being created from joy financially do greater from my point of view. And I've seen that. I know with my business, it's so happened. The more joy I have with what I do and create, the more I love it and the joy I get from it, the more money I create. It's totally true. But and my point with this is that money is for your body. So have I been kind of all over this place? Totally ADD. Absolutely, I am. So money's for your body, right? It's an infinite being. I talked about, you know, and a little bit more in the last segment, an infinite being, you don't require money. Your body requires money. It likes money. Money gives it nice things. You buy nice things for your body with money. Yeah, you can trade. You can do other stuff. You can get things other ways. Money's the easiest way to get it. So, you know, how much, you know, what would, when I was talking about clothes, what would your body like to wear to work today to create you more money? That could be a question you ask. Body, what would you choose to wear today? It would create us way more money. And, you know, sometimes wearing things that are more expensive or have, you don't have to necessarily spend more money on them, but the people perceive that energy of will create your, create you more money. You're going to look like the person in the office that's the one that's successful and people are going to want to be around you. So if you start letting your body choose and go with the choices, you may be really surprised at what starts to change in your office or in your business or during your day or your interactions with people. Give it a try. You know, the worst thing that can happen is you don't choose your body, which we're already totally good at that. We've been choosing against our body lifetime after lifetime. Body's good with that. We know how to do that. So I'm just asking you to do something a little different. Start including your body. Start asking it what it would like to wear, to eat, what it'd like to do for exercise, what it would like to do for your business today. Hey, body, what would you like to contribute to creating the business today? What would your body choose? Maybe you would sit longer at the computer with way more ease. Maybe you'd be on the phone longer. Or maybe it would get up and say, hey, let's go for a walk. And during that walk, you were so creative with your business that things totally changed. I mean, what if that sign of a reality was possible? So everything that doesn't allow you to create a reality that includes your body, would you be willing to just run and create all of that? Right, wrong, good, and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. I don't think we have much time left. I was going to go into a quick story about my first expensive pair of shoes that pulled me right in. Well, I'll say it really quick. I was, you know, starting to look into buying more expensive clothes, and I didn't have tons of money. This was, let's say, 10, 12 years ago, and I got pulled into Marshalls or TJ Maxx, one of those discount stores, right to the back corner, and down at the bottom, it was a pair of Prada shoes. They were 75% off, and they were my size. And they sucked me in. They sucked my body, and they pulled me into that store. And I looked at them, and this is a question you can ask about money in your body. If I buy you, will you make me more money? And those shoes were like, you bet we will. Girlfriend, if you put these shoes on, you're going to make more money. Put them on, perfect fit. This was really out of the blue. So, and the price was still way more than I'd ever, ever, ever spent on a pair of shoes. Ever. Three times the price I'd spent on a pair of shoes. And I held them up to my body. Truth, if I buy you, will you make me more money? Totally, like, boom, everything lights up. And I went up to the counter and I bought this pair of shoes. I still have this pair of shoes. They're beautiful Prada, shiny, beautiful black pumps that I wear still to this day. They've actually look great after 10 years. And did they make me more money? Well, I've been making more money since I bought those shoes. Was it directly from those shoes? Not directly. There was many things those shoes contributed to me. People noticed my legs and how I walked in high heel shoes, but all of that contributed to a different energy about me that people were attracted to. And since I'm teaching classes, that's part of my business is how people come into my classes. That changed my business. And a little pair of shoes changed your business. Can it change your life? To change your reality. Well, this one did for me, being willing to choose a pair of shoes. It was outside of my comfort range that created me more money, created a change in my business and in my life. And since then, I bought more expensive shoes, but I still buy from that same point of view. When I buy clothes, if I buy you, will you make me more money? Are you going to contribute to my life? And it's my body that's wearing them and my body that's choosing the clothes that I wear to create my life, to create my business. My reality. What would it take for you guys, you know, to give this a go, to start including questions with your body if you haven't been already? And if you have been, what other questions can you ask your body? How else can your body contribute to your business you haven't considered? Like, in what ways, what habit you notice that it actually does, you can start asking your body. It's a wealth of information. Our body has so much wisdom about everything. You would be amazed when you start talking to it, what it knows, and the information it can gift you, and what it enjoys. What if you had a joy with your body and a joy with your business? What would that be like? Would it be different than what you're creating now? Would it be something that would create more for you? So everything that doesn't allow you to have the joy of business, the joy of embodiment that's truly possible, we just join and create everything that that is. Cool. Right, wrong, good and bad, potty talk, all in and shorts, boys and beyond. So, Dr. Glenna Wright here. And if you want to find out more about me after listening to this call, you can find me at glennawright.com. That's what my website. And you can also find classes that I'm creating in the future at accessconsciousness.com/Dr. Glenna Rice and joyofbusiness.com. You can also find more about me. And you can also find more about all the Access to a Business facilitators, where their classes are, and how to sign up for those if you want more information about the beautiful classes that we offer about creating a joy with your business. Thank you so much for listening.